Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find, I made an order the other day for 59, let me see what it was, 59.89 on this Bite Sub deal, and I turned around and canceled it the same day, and they said they was going to refund me my money, and I don't have it in my account yet, and I was calling to find out how long it was going to be there, take to get there, and they're saying they can't even find the account where I ordered it. Okay. I have an order notification number here. It says refund order notification number and order refund to Jatan Rodriguez.
Well, I'd be more than happy to take a look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
79331.
And your first and last name?
Jatan Rodriguez.
And if that information was under a different name, do you know what that would be?
No, it's not under a different name. I'm the one that ordered it. It's under my name.
Okay.
And then they gave me this refund order number, verification number. They say they can't even find that.
Okay, well, would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
It was 1021.
Thank you. And could you spell your first name for me?
J-A-T-U-A-N. The only thing I can think of is maybe she spelt my name wrong or something. But I have my order number where I ordered it, and then I have a notification number where I canceled it, and they were supposed to refund me my money.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I understand you completely. I would have to get it located, and then I'll be able to further assist. You said that first name was J-A-T-U-A-M.
N.
J-A-T-U-A-M.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And let me see.
I ordered it on the 26th at 7:42, and it was $59.89. Then they gave me an order. They sent me an order ID number.
Okay, and would you be able to provide me with the first six of the card that was charged?
The first six numbers? Okay,
yes.
4930-07.
Thank you. And the last four, could you repeat that?
1021.
Okay.
And it shows on my account where they took the money out.
And so I'm going to repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. So that was 4930-07, right?
Yes.
And the last four was 1021, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I do go ahead and put the last four in the first six digits here. I can try the order ID number as well.
Do you need that right now?
Yes, ma'am, if you have it.
Yeah, the order ID number that they sent me by on my email is 9207 75 231.
Thank you.
This is the Bites Hub, ain't it?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors.
Oh, okay. Because this one here, it was a deal for a food deal and to get a fruit, a mixer, and you have to be a member to get all this food or this food thing. And this is the number. The phone number that I just called you on is the same number that they have on my email.
Okay. And I'm still getting that pulled up.
I was going to try to get on my bank thing right here to see if they had any numbers on there. It's right on my bank statement where they took it out.
Okay, I'm still here getting that pulled up. Bear with me. Yes, ma'am. So I have tried the order ID, your first and last name, the phone number, the first six, the last four digits of the card, and the zip code, and I'm not seeing any information show here at all. So we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you with that information not showing.
On my bank account where they took it out, it's showing a number 888-345-2059. Is that one I need to call? It says purchase return best health results.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. I can't really say if that's the exact number or not, but I would recommend calling that number just to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry about that, but I'm not seeing anything show as of with this number. So we would have to assume it was a different company.
Okay, then.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you.
I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.